business, we have consider approval of the consent agenda listed in the consent agenda for personnel and the consent agenda for new business.
Second.
Any discussion?
The consent agenda just has the five board members that are running. There are five seats available, five members are running. This is the meeting that has to be held today at some point.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the BOCES has to meet on this day and vote for the administrative budget, which is B, and the board members, which is A. There's usually four seats available this year. There's a fifth, and there's only five people running, so.
Oh.
That's why all five are listed. Unless there's someone that you want to pull out. They've all been on the board already, haven't they?
Heidi, can you use your microphone, please? I can't hear you.
I just said that tonight's really a special meeting because we have to vote on the BOCES board members as well as the BOCES administrative budget on this day throughout the BOCES. All the school districts have to meet. There are usually four seats available. There are five this year, and only five people are running. So, unless there's somebody we want to pull out.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Recommend approval of the following resolutions. Be it resolved, the board cooperate BOCES. Is authorized to expend the sums set forth by the administrative budget in the total amount of $5,701,243 during the 2013-14 school year.
Second.
Discussion?
This is up less than 1% from last year.
This is their total budget?
This is the only portion of the budget that we're allowed to vote on. This is the administrative portion of the budget. And that's the only part that is allowed to be voted on.
And is that because we contribute to that component as one of the component
this
school districts?
This oversees everything. And what it is the rest of the budget basically is if somebody wants to send for CTE or wants to subscribe to their risk management services or whatever, you pay an RWADA rate. And it's a good thing Colleen McDonald's not here because she usually yells at me when I say RWADA. This is what's shared throughout the 31 school districts based on what we use. It's not
right.
What we use. We pay additional to that. That's
so this million. Isn't our contribution.
This is the total administrative budget.
We, if I understand correctly, we are one of many component school districts for BOCES, so we have to vote on this piece, but it doesn't mean that we're paying that $5 million.
No, that's the total administrative right. portion of the
what
budget.
Do we pay?
About $120,000.
That's again figured on the RWADA. The RWADA is the regional weighted average daily attendance that attend BOCES, that attend our school district. So it's then based on the number of students that are enrolled in our school district. They figure out proportionally what we have to pay.
It's our fee.
That's our fee to be part of the BOCES.
Any other discussion? You all set, Lauren?
Sure.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Recommend approval of the following resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Ed of Cambridge Central School District approve the tax report card dated April 20th, 2013.
Second.
Discussion? Yeah, and Vince just made us aware that this is updated from our email, correct, Vince?
Well, I barely got a chance to look at the email.
But, Lillian, can you use your microphone?
Oh, I'm sure. I thought I really didn't get a chance to look at the email, so.
Vince, do you want to explain this real quick?
Well, basically, you're approving adopted April 10th, approved to spend, and your with the tax levy.
So the 3.56, if I'm
right,
looking at that correct.
Right, and then I have to submit it by the close of business tomorrow. So this is really just a formality.
Well, Beth, I'm going to be a pain in the butt for a second. The total proposed spending, the 9.09?
That's the increase. Okay. The 18,843,267.
Oh, gotcha.
Column, the middle column, mm-hmm. that's the tax levy.
Yep.
Then you're getting into property tax cap calculations. And we actually are a little bit under that $11,573, mm-hmm. because when we added staff, and when they said that they weren't going to reduce our building aid, I had to make this slight adjustment. So we are still slightly under our property tax cap.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions?
And what is this stuff down on the bottom?
Oh, down below is, again, the actual 12-13 fund balances. You have your adjusted restricted, and those are our restricted reserves. We have three. We have a debt service, retirement contribution, and unemployment. The assigned appropriated, you see the $800,000? Mm-hmm. That's what we've been discussing. What portion of our fund balance do we use to balance our budget? And it stayed the same year to year. And then our adjusted unrestricted, you can have up to 4% of your budget, and we'll have 2.16. So you can see, I'm hoping that after, you know, we'll start to be able to
build
that back up or reduce what we use in our assigned. When it closed the books, I'll be recommending that we probably eliminate the $100,000 in our unemployment because we're not facing layoffs. The extensions have stopped and appeared. I haven't heard any rumors, so I don't think we need that, so we can put it back.
Oh, that's excellent. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
I think I'm going to abstain. I really haven't had a chance to really look at this.
We don't have any public comments on here, but if the board is okay, what I'd like to do, because there's people here, to be able to open up the floor in case there's any public comment. You're good? Okay, I just want to make sure. I recommend that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.